USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The wildfires in suburban Denver have sent people running for their lives. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
More than 34,000 people have been evacuated from Louisville and Superior, Colorado. KCNC's Alan Dene.
I've had discussions with fire officials, state fire official. The number of homes lost, he is telling me now, is over 300, primarily in the area of Superior. And they are trying the best they can to get as many crews here as they can, as quickly as they can.
Governor Polis also commuted the sentence of a truck driver who was sentenced to 110 years in prison for a crash that killed four people. Polis describes the 110-year sentence as highly atypical and unjust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Preparations for the big New Year's Eve celebration in New York City have begun.
The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Ahead of the New Year's Eve celebration, the department is deploying plainclothes observation teams, bomb squad officers, radiation detectors, canine units, and blocker trucks throughout Midtown Manhattan. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone to plan accordingly.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sheriff's deputy was forced to shoot a Malayan tiger at a zoo in Florida after it grabbed a hold of a man's arm and wouldn't let go. Authorities said the man was working at the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens for a cleaning service when he put his arm through the fence to pet the tiger. The four-year-old male tiger named Echo bit into his arm. The first deputy to arrive at the scene tried to get the animal to let go. When it didn't, he shot the tiger, who ultimately died of the gunshot wounds. The zoo was then closed to the public. The man was hospitalized for severe bite injuries to his arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.